Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets, and they grabbed me. Everybody just, we got into the carts, and we moved along pretty good.
Former President Donald Trump speaking on X last night to a group of followers of Elon Musk and talking about his perspective when there was shooting, and that was obviously for him, I'm sure, a very scary moment. And the fact is that they also said, the FBI and Secret Service, that the suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, did not fire his weapon, but the agents fired at him. He took off 50 miles later. He was captured in St. Martin County, which is north of West Palm Beach, where this golf course that Donald Trump owns is. And he was on the green on one of the holes there, David, and obviously he's safe, no one else injured. And so this suspect was charged with firearms violations.
Right. Apparently he'd been there, for 12 hours is what we're learning now, that he'd been staking out that area.
Yeah, and along this fence line, he could hide in the bushes, basically, so he could not be seen, apparently, by passing motorists. But was along that fence line long enough that fortunately Secret Service agent discovered him at that time. But there was no line of sight to the former president either. He never had, he was, I guess, waiting for him to come closer. But he never had line of sight to Donald Trump. So I guess we'll continue to unravel his history, which has provided a lot of videos. He's been a protester of the war in Ukraine. He's visited Ukraine. He's a native of North Carolina, but has been a resident of Hawaii since 2018.
And I believe he and his wife wrote a book, and I believe it was also somehow tied into fighting for Ukraine, if I'm not mistaken.
He had apparently tried to join as a mercenary, but they told him he was too old. Now, some Ukrainian officials said they thought he was, quote, strange, and many of his neighbors and some of his writings, and he seems to be somebody who has had some challenges mentally along the way. And so he had tried to recruit people to go and fight in Ukraine, and they had reported he hadn't been able to recruit anybody. So why now? Why this moment? Why was he there on Sunday? Maybe they will find out,
right?
Since they have an opportunity, to speak with him and get more details. So 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh is in jail, and I don't imagine they'll let him out on bond, right?
I would doubt it.
No, that's probably not going to happen. Meanwhile, we're going to talk with the Liquor Control Board. Yesterday, Tamira Rush reported.
In Pennsylvania, you can now buy canned cocktails such as High Noon and Jack Daniels at grocery stores, beer distributors, and more.
So the expanded rules, they could apply yesterday. And apparently, and Aaron, you talked to the press secretary for the Liquor Control Board, they were swamped by requests to get these expanded licenses, right?
Yes, he used the words as soon as he answered the phone. Thanks for reaching out. It's been an exciting day. Lots and lots of applications.
So apparently all these canned alcohol drinks, you know,
yeah, right,
hard iced tea. I mean, there's so many of them out there now. You will be able to purchase them in places that you were not able to purchase them before. And I didn't realize, actually, till yesterday, that happy hours were mandated by the Liquor Control Board in Pennsylvania.
You mean the length of them?
Yeah, I just thought that the bar and restaurant owners just created their own happy hours. But when it comes to alcohol, they are limited by law.
You know, an interesting thing to ask when you have the fellow from the PLCB on today is a lot of these restrictions that they're rescinding now or revising went into place in the 1980s in part because of concerns about drunk driving crashes and so on.
Correct.
And the rise of MAD and so on. So what happened to those concerns that prompted those regulations to be put in place in the first place, or the regulations tightened to the extent that they are? Because, you know, I was thinking that back during COVID when it became possible to do takeout glasses of alcohol at bars. What happened to those concerns? I mean,
and also that, remember, the expanded restaurants were able to have sidewalk seating,
right,
too,
right,
in many cases where they were not permitted before, and then to be able to serve alcohol, too. So we'll get the details on that, by the way, right after the news at 8. We'll go live with Pennsylvania's Liquor Control Board and get the fine details, because it does affect a lot of people who'd like to imbibe. And big hockey news yesterday. The Pittsburgh Penguins signed a 2-year extension with Captain Sidney Crosby, who by the end of his contract will be 40 years old. And Kyle Dubas, the general manager, released a statement saying, "There are no words to properly describe what Sidney Crosby means to the game of hockey, the city of Pittsburgh, and the Penguins organization. He's the greatest hockey player of his generation, one of the greatest in the history of the game." So the way he works, the way he leads, has led him to a new contract. This is a no-brainer for the organization. $8.7 million. His number's 87. He's at that number for a long time. I'm actually surprised he didn't ask for more, because he certainly could have got it.
Probably.
I mean, but they have, you know, he understands they got to pay a bunch of other players, and for them to be, you know, competitive,
right, right.
He also understands he needs some help.
Right.
So it'll be interesting with the new ownership group out of Boston, the fact that Sidney Crosby is going to remain a Penguin, it looks like, for the rest of his career, which I think is obviously great for the city of Pittsburgh, because think how fortunate we've been to have Mario Lemieux, and you had Jaromir Jagr, then you have Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and at one point, you pointed out earlier, David, Sidney Crosby literally right. lived right. in Mario's house. Eventually, he got his own, and I understand it's rather expansive and nice.
I would imagine so.
Tastefully decorated. So that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. School threats continue around the region and around the country, as David just mentioned, Springfield, Ohio. But that's related maybe to another story, which we'll get to in a moment. But they just in California have had issues. We've seen an arrest here of a 10-year-old girl accused of making threats. 11-year-old boy has been arrested in another state threatening a mass shooting. And this is in Florida, actually. And so these school threats continue to be a major issue. And we're going to talk to a superintendent in the next hour about what they're doing about it. It's going to be difficult with social media to find ways to stop it. But nonetheless, they have to deal with it. And it has altered security plans for schools. So we'll go to the Blackhawk School District and talk to their superintendent right after the news at 7:30. Monday night, former President Donald Trump addressed the assassination attempt against him the previous day This during an otherwise cryptocurrency interview with an internet personality at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home down there in Palm Beach, in the West Palm Beach area. It was broadcast on X Spaces, and though the FBI is still investigating a possible motive in the case and the attempt on Trump's life in July in Butler County, Trump said he claimed both suspects were, quote, radical lefts, and said Democratic criticism of him is to blame. He also suggested he survived because God wants him to be president. Trump complimented President Biden for calling him and once again called the party's nomination of Vice President Kamala Harris a coup against Biden. The former president also said he needs more people on his security detail.
You have a radical left force, and we have forces, you know, I say that we have a lot of evil in the world.
He and his running mate, J.D. Vance, doubling down in Springfield, Ohio, with the update, CBS's Nicole Killian.
The town of Springfield is stepping up security as viral, unfounded claims about Haitian immigrants stealing and eating pets continue to circulate, amplified by former President Trump and running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
After a pair of elementary schools was evacuated, Governor Mike DeWine came to the city to announce that 36 state troopers would be posted Tuesday so they can stay open.
Look, parents are scared. And when parents are scared, we need to react. And I don't blame them.
Two local colleges moved their classes online, including Wittenberg University, following threats targeting the Haitian community. The city also canceled a major cultural festival at the end of the month as a safety precaution.
If they just backed off their words a little bit, this could help our environment. This would help. We need help, not hate. We need help.
Over the weekend, members of the far-right group the Proud Boys were seen marching through the streets, and a branch of the Ku Klux Klan spread leaflets with hateful messages.
While we condemn all violence,
Vance expressed concern this weekend, but doubled down on the false claims.
But it wasn't just a meme.
Create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do.
But do you think a senator should make something up?
Well, I don't know that that's what he meant. I think he wants to use this, I guess, to illustrate a problem that we really do have, and that is a problem along our southern border.
In Springfield's Little Haiti, Roman Pierre is a manager at a Creole restaurant that has been bombarded with calls.
A lot of people call me. They say, you sell cat, you sell dog. I say, no, we don't sell those kind of thing.
He says Trump and Vance should apologize.
Haitians are good people.
Governor DeWine says all of these bomb threats have been hoaxes so far, and he tells me that many of these calls are coming from overseas from a specific country, although he wouldn't go into more detail. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Springfield, Ohio.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Appreciate you being with us. We'll keep you posted on what's happening in and around town. Of course, the top story is still what happened Sunday in West Palm Beach, Florida, and with the details of the suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, who they captured 50 miles from the golf course where former President Donald Trump was playing in the afternoon on Sunday. CBS's Jared Hill.
Ryan Wesley Routh is now facing two federal firearms charges. Court documents reveal he was camped outside Trump's golf course for nearly 12 hours. Authorities say Routh did not fire any shots and never had Trump in his line of sight. But the incident is raising questions about Trump's security, and today he returns to the campaign trail with a town hall in Michigan. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest developments.
Former President Trump has spoken with the head of the Secret Service as well as President Biden, specifically about the issue of security since this latest apparent attempt on his life, saying that Biden asked if he needs more agents on his detail.
Keep walking!
Police body cam footage shows the arrest of Ryan Wesley Routh, the man accused of trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach over the weekend.
All of a sudden, we heard shots. being fired in the air.
Last night on X, the former president described the moment when, according to charging documents, a U.S. Secret Service agent saw what looked like a rifle poking from the tree line, then fired shots in that direction.
Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets. And they grabbed me. Everybody just, we got into the carts and we moved along pretty good.
The 58-year-old fled unharmed and was later taken into custody about 50 miles away. Ralph, a North Carolina native with a criminal record, appeared in court Monday on two federal gun charges. Investigators said they found a high-caliber rifle with its serial number scratched out, a digital camera, and some food. According to authorities, cell phone records show he may have been near the golf course as far back as 12 hours before the incident.
He did not fire or get off any shots at our agent. The protective methodologies of the Secret Service were effective.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe says his agency has beefed up Trump's protection following the July assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. President Biden says the agency needs more help. He condemned political violence Monday before speaking with Trump by phone.
Multiple sources tell CBS News the Biden administration has asked Congress for flexibility to boost what it spends on the Secret Service. Meanwhile, investigators continue digging into the suspect's social media posts and trying to get a warrant for his car and cell phone to try and figure out exactly why this happened.
CBS's Jared Hill. So we'll continue to follow the story. But in the meantime, the campaign goes on. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk to KDK TV political analyst John Delano. And also later on this morning, right after the news at 8, the LCB and the expansion yesterday of the, and they started accepting the request from all the different locales for an expansion of sales in alcohol. And apparently there is legislation that is being introduced to legalize recreational marijuana. I'm curious, who would run that? Would it be, I know it's the Liquor Control Board, but since they have an infrastructure in place to deal with it, who would run if they have a recreational marijuana law that allows the sales? Who would be responsible to run that? All of the states to our west, to our east, to our north, in Canada, by the way, the entire country has recreational marijuana laws that are, and they've been in place for the last couple of years. So for those that don't know, we do have medical marijuana laws highly regulated by the state. Aaron, I'm curious, have you ever been in a state where recreational marijuana is legal?
I believe it's legal in D.C., correct?
Yes.
So in college, I had a friend, and it's been legal there for so long. And so I obviously didn't live there, but she would share just how normal it was there. You know, oh, yeah, my friend just got a Rice Krispie treat, you know, XY. It was just very accessible, very normal there.
I believe we're approaching almost half the states in the country. Now,
right.
There has been talk. What's difficult for this to navigate financially for these states is the fact that under federal law, it's still a class one narcotic.
Right.
And I know they're trying to reduce that somewhat, but they haven't been successful yet. I mean, it still is.
Right.
So technically, even us in the media, radio and television, cannot accept advertising for marijuana.
Right. It's so strange just to see it be so like day to day in certain states and really like struggling in many others.
I'm going to ask our Liquor Control Board press secretary of see if who would run the show from the state. That's one of my questions. Like,
yeah.
How would that work? Because we've been accused of being very archaic with the rules for the LCB for a long time, which obviously this story about expansion of liquor sales,
right,
including harder liquors, these canned liquor, whatever you call them.
Seltzer, beer, yeah.
White Claws, when I see people drinking.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see. But that is
It's a good question.
Yeah, back in Harrisburg. And we'll have a follow-up on that, too. We're also going to check on, hey, when are we going to see some rain? We'll go live to AccuWeather next. Morning.
Good morning. We're everywhere.
Yeah. Heather's everywhere. Where is the rain? Where it's close, but doesn't look like we're going to get any today and maybe just a little tomorrow. What's up?
Yeah, this rain, of course, associated with the system that was potential tropical cyclone 8, never quite realized that potential. And now it's inland, pushing inland, and it's going to kind of slowly disintegrate over the eastern part of the Tennessee Valley and the Appalachian Mountains over the next several days. Problem is, it's moving more west than it is north. And so that is keeping, so far, the rain down across Virginia and West Virginia. It looks like kind of northeast of Charleston is about as far as it's gotten so far. There is a chance that we could pick up a little bit of this rain in the coming days. We are looking at a possibility that it gets, I would say, at least as far as the Pennsylvania, West Virginia border by the end of the night tonight, and then we can pick up a shower or two during the day tomorrow. Even then, though, the best chance of a shower is south of the city. And I think when push comes to shove, we probably really don't get a lot of rain out of this at all. So still hurting for some rain.
And I think that a lot of people are already looking ahead to the weekend. The Steelers play Sunday at 1 and Pitt plays at 3:30 Saturday. What about the weekend?
Well, Saturday especially is looking like it's going to be a nice day, kind of on the warm side, actually. Looks like a high of 85 on Saturday with partly sunny skies, but definitely dry. Then I think a little sunnier perhaps on Sunday, maybe a mostly sunny day. Highs right around 80, but again, still dry. And I don't think a lot of wind, not excessive heat. So it's warm for both games, but not excessively so. And it does look dry.
All right. Appreciate the update, Heather. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Heather, in almost said Heather Zambito at AccuWeather headquarters. Heather Zayer, our meteorologist in charge. Yeah, the weekend. Are you going to the game, Aaron? You know what? People are going to be fired up.
So fired up. I'm still trying to convince Vinny to go to a Steelers game.
Well, he hasn't taken you yet?
No.
Have you? You've never been?
I have never been.
What?
I know.
What?
So we'll change that this year.
We got to talk to your husband. Come on, man.
Right.
Steelers are undefeated.
Right. This is a good season to attend.
Right now, we're at 62 degrees. Coming up, we're going to check in with KDK TV's political analyst, John Delano. Where do we go from here? Keep in mind, October 1st, which is coming quick. That will be the next debate, but that is between Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate, J.D. Vance, and Tim Walz. So there are no scheduled debates, and Donald Trump said there won't be in terms of he and Kamala Harris getting together again. He's done with that. Meanwhile, a lot of people will be talking about Steelers. They're undefeated. I know it's only two games, but two games on the road, that's a big deal. So when they come home to face the Chargers, and Aaron, I'm shocked that you've never been to a Steelers game.
You and me both, truly. We're going to take care of it,
though. Would you like to go?
I'd love to go to a Steelers game.
Especially when we know it's going to be sunny, 1 o'clock kickoff.
Yes.
The atmosphere is going to be absolutely insane on Sunday. Just because fans will be pumped up. So the question is becoming, now, Mike Tomlin speaks today at noon, his weekly press conference with the media horde, and everybody's weighing in on the Steelers' new offense.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson has been unable to play because of some calf issue. So Justin Fields has started the last two games. They're 2-0. So on his podcast, Ben Roethlisberger, two-time Super Bowl champ, and I think he'll end up being a Hall of Famer for sure, said this.
He's not turning the ball over. They're 2-0. Big test this week with the, I think the Chargers are coming in town. It's to me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
There you have
it. I love when Ben says, I think the Chargers are coming. Come on, Ben. You know the Chargers are coming to town. So he's saying, even if Russell Wilson's healthy, you stick with what's working.
Right.
We'll see.
Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets. And they grabbed me. Everybody we got into the carts and we moved along pretty good.
Former President Donald Trump speaking on X Spaces last night from Mar-a-Lago after Sunday's incident where he was golfing at West Palm Beach at one of his courses. Secret Service agents saw.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A muzzle of a gun fired and then chased down the suspect, as we know, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, who was arrested 50 miles away without incident. So where does this campaign go from here? 49 days left. Let's check in with KDKA-TV's political analyst, John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good to be with you and all your listeners. 7 weeks from today, this campaign, we hope, is over.
And from the what apparently was an assassination attempt setup, where this suspect was camped out for 12 hours before, there's a lot of questions about Secret Service security, Secret Service security for all the candidates, including the reigning president, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. So that said, apparently Biden called Donald Trump and offered more help for security. But, you know, I think no matter what party you're in, it was shocking to hear this again on Sunday.
Yeah, no question about it. And all the elected officials I spoke with yesterday were very clear on the fact that, this was awful. They were thankful that Donald Trump was not injured or actually the shooter never got anywhere near him. And that was in part because the Secret Service did do their job in terms of advanced preparation. But it raises all kinds of questions about the protection of our candidates. And the truth is, and today we're hearing lots of stories about golf courses and how very, very difficult they are to really isolate. Even when a candidate makes an unannounced appearance at a golf course. Now, former President Trump loves his golf courses and he goes to them all the time. So I suppose there's some anticipation that he's likely to be playing golf. But the fact is that they are very hard places to secure. Talking yesterday with Congressman Mike Kelly, who chairs the task force that is looking at what happened in Butler and will be expanded to include what happened in Florida, he was basically making the point with me that these outdoor venues that these candidates like are really tough places to secure.
And many presidents have golfed and, you know, done other things outdoors, and we've become so accustomed to it. And now we see when Donald Trump was at a couple of rallies, they put up the bulletproof plexiglass or whatever it's, right. You know, I mean, I guess whatever it's going to take to secure them. But that said, the fact that the rhetoric and the, you know, the violent rhetoric has in some cases inspired some of these people is unsettling for everybody.
Right. Well, let's start with the first premise, which is that that these individuals who engage in this kind of assassination attempt are clearly have mental issues. And in many cases, they have no right to possess firearms. And yet they're able to get firearms in the United States of America. And we haven't dealt with that issue. And I think a lot of people, regardless of politics, would agree that people like this Ralph, who was already convicted of not and was not permitted as a felon to have firearms like this, still found a way to get AR. So that's a problem right off the bat. But I think that everybody agrees, or most everybody agrees, that there has to be resources, greater resources for the Secret Service. They are stretched very thin. And I think that the President Biden, of course, ordered that President Trump be given them full protection, as any president would be given, not a former president, but right. as a president would be given. And the director of the Secret Service said that yesterday, that they were providing him maximum protection. But even maximum protection does not prevent somebody to sneak in the hedges of a golf course in order to shoot somebody. I mean, that's just plain ridiculous. And so I think the resource element, we're going to hear a whole lot more about that in the days ahead.
We're with KDK TV political analyst John Delano. And John, I know that a lot of people are seeing these ads, have been. Pennsylvania, we've been targeted. They're spending right. more money here than anyone. And you were kind of educating people in the last few years about the fact that they are permitted to say anything. So a lot of what's being said in many cases is just flat out not true.
That's exactly right. There is a constitutional right for candidates to lie about themselves and each other. Unlike truth in advertising laws that prevent a company from lying about a product on KDKA, a candidate doesn't have a truth in advertising laws. And so they're free to say the most scurrilous things about each other. And they do. We hear ads on radio and television all the time that are not true. And so it's really up to the voter to discern what is truthful and what is not. And even when they take words out of other people's lips, which is the, you know, cutting and editing, and those of us in radio and television are very familiar with how we can make people say something they don't mean by carefully editing their language. I just encourage everybody to use, you know, do their own research. Talk to friends and neighbors and people they know if they feel strongly about issues, because you just can't trust everything you hear candidates say about each other. It's just not honest.
Well, speaking of not honest, this whole thing about pets in Springfield, Ohio, now they're doubling down on this. And just 3 days ago, Donald Trump said this.
They take in the geese, you know, where the geese are in the park, in the lake, and even walking off with their pets.
And the Republican governor of Ohio said he did his own investigation and it wasn't true. There are legal Haitian immigrants that work and live in parts of Springfield. Apparently there's a community there and they're being villainized because of this. And J.D. Vance doubled down saying, you know, sometimes you have to make up stories to get your point across.
Well, that just almost proves the point we were just discussing. J.D. Vance is coming right out there and saying we lie, and we lie because that's the way we get attention. And in fact, as Governor DeWine, who, as you know, is a Republican governor of Ohio, he called these statements coming out of the campaign garbage, quote unquote, garbage. And, you know, but it has attracted a lot of attention. And the Democrats think, if you listen to what they're saying, they think that this was deliberate by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance in order to distract attention away from the fact that Kamala Harris was doing better in the polls and did better in the debate and all that stuff, that this was a way to distract attention away from it. And frankly, it worked. It did distract attention away from all that. And now we're talking about eating dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio.
And encouraging the Proud Boys and the Ku Klux Klan members to march in Springfield, Ohio, a place they would never visit for any reason.
Right. And the whole issue there of shutting down schools, shutting down events, the municipal building, and I understand they may be canceling a fall festival in Springfield, Ohio. All of this is a result of basically a lie that's being perpetrated in order for political purposes. And it makes no sense.
All right. We have 49 days till Election Day. You pointed out 7 weeks from today. Yep. And we have all seen these monumental events that have occurred basically since July 13th. But there have been others along the way. Who knows? There's always an October surprise, though, right?
Yeah. And again, nobody can predict what's going to happen over the next 7 weeks. The polls suggest that this is still neck and neck race. The national polls, just to remind people, there's a national poll out today that shows Kamala Harris with a 6-point lead. The national polls do not count. It's really what is happening in these 7 battleground states, of which Pennsylvania is number one, the most electoral votes, 19 out of Pennsylvania. And these races in these states are still neck and neck within margin of error. And so if you feel strongly in favor of Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, you've got to vote. And early voting is going to start in Pennsylvania. It's not starting quite as quickly as some thought it was going to, but it's going to happen here in Pennsylvania, which allows people to cast a vote early. I've always had an issue with early voting, not because I think it's wrong or that there's something illegal about it or untoward, but things can happen between now and Election Day, as you just pointed out, Larry. And if you want maximum amount of information, as long as you're certain to vote in person, you know, listening to what's going on in this campaign, if you're somebody who might change his or her mind, you don't want to vote instantly. You want to wait a little. But I know that's contrary to what some people believe, and there's an effort in both parties nowadays to get people to vote early.
Well, you know, regardless of the outcome of the election, one side or the other will be claiming there was some kind of fraud. And it's they're still talking about it 4 years later and won't give that up. So,
No question about it. We all hope and pray that this is an election that will be over by the next day.
And
we shall see.
Hope without violence of any sort.
Absolutely.
John, appreciate your time as always. You're going to be a busy man here in the next 7 weeks, too.
Oh, there's a lot to cover, but it's, for someone like me, it's all fun.
Well, so, the candidates will be coming back and forth to Pennsylvania.
We're looking forward to that. Some of us are, at least.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
KDK TV's John Delano from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Here's Heather Zambito.
The Parkway East is stacking up at Wilkinsburg on the inbound side. Parkway West inbound lining up the top of Green Tree Hill. No delays inbound on the Parkway North. 28 sluggish between the Aetna Bypass and Millvale. Then again between the 40th Street and 31st Street bridges. A couple of accidents to report. One in Warrendale on Warrendale Bain Road at Brush Creek Road. And another in West Mifflin on Lebanon Church Road at Clareton Road. Watch for delays there. AAA traffic on the fives is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This September, make losing weight part of your new routine. Energy, clarity, better health. Find it all at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Heather Zambito on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we have a cloudy sky. That's unusual. The high 78, chance for rain maybe tomorrow, but it doesn't look like today. 62 at the airport now. Here, but around the country, with more and more impact for our school districts, threats that are coming mostly online and mostly from very young people. We've heard as young as 10 years old, a 10-year-old girl locally being accused of making threats. And curious how the local school districts are handling this. And we're joined by Dr. Johanna Venata, who is the superintendent at the Blackhawk School District, who's had extensive experience in Char Valley and then through her North Hills School District time. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure this is on your mind each and every day. I know you're on your way into school now, so collectively, do you talk with other superintendents about this issue?
Yes, we do, on a regular basis. This is a topic that comes up, and of course, when it surfaces in our districts, then of course we try to communicate so we're all on the same page.
And what is the collective thoughts? I mean, this seems to have been proliferating, especially this year around the region.
It's scary. You know, nobody ever wants anything horrible to happen in their districts. So we try to make each other aware as soon as possible to make sure that we investigate it, look into it, and then try to quell it if it's non-credible. Ironically, this happened about the same time last year as well.
So obviously this isn't the first time, and I know it has happened. Certainly social media components add, I guess, an ease for people who think they can't be identified by putting out some of these threats. And you're right. Obviously, the vast, vast majority of them are not credible, but still, it really disrupts what you're trying to do every day in a classroom, right?
It does. You know, it makes parents scared to send their students to school. It makes students afraid to come to school or activities. But the majority of the time, it is non-credible. And definitely something we need to look into to see. But many times we have students that will see something and they repost it. And that seemed to be the issue that I think a lot of places had last week. And I was thinking about it on my drive in before you called, how we communicate. And I'm sure you have some type of social media. I have social media. And in today's society, that's how we communicate. So if I'm trying to warn someone.
Oh, looks like we lost
you.
Yeah, we lost you for just a second. Could you repeat that?
Sure. Many times we communicate through social media. If you think about it, you have social media. I do, too. And if I see something that, 79 shut down, I may send a quick text to say, hey, you may want to avoid that road today. And our students do the same thing. But so we don't want to discourage them from communicating when they see these things. But we need to try to encourage them to do it the right way, whether it's tip lines, call the police, call the authorities, let their school know, instead of just reposting something that may or may not be true and something that can obviously cause a lot of alarm.
And the students through every grade are so adept at, navigating social media. I'm curious, in your school district at Blackhawk, do kids have their phones in a classroom?
To some extent, they do. I mean, we're a one-to-one district, so they have iPads with them. Obviously, that's on the district network, so it's a little bit more secure. They'll have it with them, but it's, I say it's a moderate issue.
So what is the game plan moving forward? I obviously, you're working with law enforcement. I know the FBI has been involved in some of these cases to try to identify the sources. And as I mentioned, some of these threats are coming from very young students. And yesterday we saw in Florida, an 11-year-old was arrested and shackled, basically, to show people what happens if you're caught making these kind of threats. Now, people can argue about whether that was overdoing it, but the fact is it's happening around the country. So what's the plan moving forward?
Well, I think that we need to, constantly be in communication with our local law enforcement, make sure we have those relationships. I think that we also need to continue to encourage students to communicate appropriately, parents, community members. I was very pleased with the amount of information that I received from parents, from community members, students as well, when they saw the swatting incident. And that's the best thing to do, is to tell someone when you see something or hear something that isn't appropriate. But it's also very important that our students have an outlet for mental health. And you think about these young children who are making these threats, you know, why are they doing this? What behavior is being reinforced, and how can we reassure them as well? So there's a whole lot of dynamics that I think school districts are struggling with right now and really contemplating. And that's, you know, the community, the students, the parents, but also the child that may be doing, you know, making threats.
And you mentioned something that's become a term that people have heard. Can you explain what swatting is so parents can understand that?
It's a post of a non-credible threat that's copied and just repeated and sent over and over again is basically the easiest way that I can explain it.
Yeah, we remember last year Central Catholic emptied out because of these kind of threats in other schools, you know, so...
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking time, and you know, it's a good advice. If you see something, say something, but say something to the right authorities that can do something about it, right?
Yep. Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for reaching out and giving some type of attention to this very important topic. I appreciate it.
All right, Dr. Johanna Venata, who is the superintendent at Blackhawk School District, on the Big K Morning Show. After the show, I'm heading to Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Of course, they have Bowser Chevrolet in Chippewa, too, so you can take advantage of Bowser Truck Month. They have over 100 trucks in stock ready to go, from the Silverado 1500 to the big 6500 heavy-duty work trucks, and even the Silverado EV that's electric. And you go, truck that's electric? But this isn't just any old truck. First, the first ever Silverado EV at Bowser's. You got 754 horsepower, 440-mile range on a single charge. Right there, you're going, okay, 0 to 60 in under 4.5 seconds, up to 10,000-pound max towing, and 0% for 36 months through the end of September. So visit Bowser Chevrolet, Monroeville, or Chippewa, and take advantage of Bowser Truck Month. Go to powerofbowser.com or bowserchevrolet.com for details. KDK Radio's high school football game of the week Friday night is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, and it's Trinity at Bethel Park. Our coverage starts with the Swarta Financial Kickoff Show at 6. Very impressed and proud of our team's coverage of high school football. It's a lot of fun, too, you know, on a Friday night if you're driving around. Tune in. Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee, Donnie Football. Donnie Football, not to be confused with Johnny Baseball, Aaron. Did you ever listen? They do a really good job. It's fun.
Yes, I've listened to high school football a little bit. I plan to listen more. And I just got into listening to college football as well with you and Doran Dicker. Wow.
Yeah, Doran and Pat Bostic, who you see here.
Yep.
Covering Pitt football. It's a lot. That backyard brawl game was fun.
Insane.
Man. It was epic.
Yes.
How about this? Like this rookie, they call him a rookie. He's a redshirt freshman quarterback, Eli Holstein.
Right.
He's thrown for 300 yards plus in the first three games. I don't think anybody at Pitt has done that, and they got all these awards again. So Holstein's been the rookie of the week in the ACC for three straight weeks. I don't think that's ever happened before. He also got quarterback of the week, so he got two awards this week. And their linebacker, Kyle Lewis, was ACC player of the week, and their defensive back, Donovan McMillan. So the Panthers are racking it up.
Yeah, I feel like the caliber of athletes right now are next level.
So how about this? How rare? I saw a picture of Coach Tomlin and Coach Pat Narduzzi of the Panthers together. They had a fan. They were standing behind this fan, and they said, "We're undefeated." Both teams.
That is really cool. They share a facility. Right. You know, they're together in this.
Hey, man, keep it going.
Yes.
Absolutely. Keep it going. So a lot of people asking, and we just talked to the superintendent at Blackhawk School about kids, and you mentioned something that really resonated with me. You call it doom scrolling that people do on social media, where they just see all this horribly negative stuff, and that's what they... And by the way, once you start doing that, they start feeding you more because that's right. What you're interested.
Exactly.
The algorithms that figure all that out.
Right. You only have to look at something for 5 to 10 seconds. And they're like, oh, you like that? We'll send you more.
Be honest. What's the longest you ever scrolled in one sitting?
I think easily probably 2 hours.
2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
And that was at work. I get it.
No.
Uh-huh. This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard, and we're going to check in with the press secretary.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Terry, the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board, so hang on, in case you didn't know, effective over the weekend, new laws in our state allow bars and restaurants to extend the amount of time they can offer happy hours. There are also, I didn't realize that the happy hour or happy hours were regulated by the state in the first place. So Governor Josh Shapiro signed this into law in July. And let's see, up to happy hours a bar can host per week has gone up from 14 to 24. I guess bar owners are pretty happy about that. And we're going to get some other details on that coming up in the next half hour. Aaron, you can talk
yes,
to
indeed.
Me. Yes, indeed. You can talk to me.
So, yes, in the next half hour, he'll be on to talk to us about it.
All right, you got it. And want to give you an update on this suspect. You've been hearing a lot about this 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh. A North Carolina native, been living in Hawaii since 2018. And with details, here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Ryan Wesley Routh is now facing 2 federal firearms charges. Court documents reveal he was camped outside Trump's golf course for nearly 12 hours. Authorities say Routh did not fire any shots and never had Trump in his line of sight. But the incident is raising questions about Trump's security, and today he returns to the campaign trail with a town hall in Michigan. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest developments.
Former President Trump has spoken with the head of the Secret Service as well as President Biden's specifically about the issue of security since this latest apparent attempt on his life, saying that Biden asked if he needs more agents on his detail.
Keep walking!
Police body cam footage shows the arrest of Ryan Wesley Routh, the man accused of trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach over the weekend.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air.
Last night on X, the former president described the moment when, according to charging documents, a U.S. Secret Service agent saw what looked like a rifle poking from the tree line, then fired shots in that direction.
Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets. And they grabbed me. Everybody just, we got into the carts and we moved along pretty good.
The 58-year-old fled unharmed and was later taken into custody about 50 miles away. Ralph, a North Carolina native with a criminal record, appeared in court Monday on two federal gun charges. Investigators said they found a high-caliber rifle with its serial number scratched out, a digital camera, and some food. According to authorities, cell phone records show he may have been near the golf course as far back as 12 hours before the incident.
He did not fire or get off any shots at our agent. The protective methodologies of the Secret Service were effective.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe says his agency has beefed up Trump's protection following the July assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. President Biden says the agency needs more help. He condemned political violence Monday before speaking with Trump by phone.
Multiple sources tell CBS News the Biden administration has asked Congress for flexibility to boost what it spends on the Secret Service. Meanwhile, investigators continue digging into the suspect's social media posts and trying to get a warrant for his car and cell phone to try and figure out exactly why this happened.
CBS's Jared Hill, and we'll continue to bring you details as they dig deeper into the background of this Ryan Wesley Routh, who seems to have a very troubled past. Meanwhile, on the upside, the good news yesterday around here, at least if you're a sports fan, is the Pittsburgh Penguins signed Sidney Crosby to a two-year extension. Sidney is probably one of the most beloved players that we've ever had in any sport in this town. And Kyle Dubas, who is the GM of the Penguins, said, quote, there are no words to properly describe what Sidney Crosby means to the game of hockey, the city of Pittsburgh, and the Penguins organization. Sidney is the greatest player of his generation and one of the greatest players in the history of the game. His actions today show why he is one of hockey's greatest winners and leaders. Sid is making a tremendous personal sacrifice in an effort to help the Penguins win, both now and in the future, as he has done his entire career. What Kyle Dubas is referring to is Sidney easily could be, maybe should be, the highest paid player in the league. But he's taken another big haircut by accepting $8,700,000. Aaron starts smiling, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's good money for a single guy. You know, he's done okay. He's going to be 40 when this contract's over.
Unbelievable.
But he does get it. He gets $9 million up front as a signing bonus. So I think Sid's okay. But the reason he's doing this is, you know, he could be selfish. And really, who would blame him? But he's trying to leave money to make sure that they can secure other players that'll help him. He wants to win again.
Right.
He wants another Stanley Cup.
Right. So it's pretty admirable as a captain, as a leader of the team, that he's willing to do that.
And somebody like him, you never hear anything negative. He stays out of the limelight. You don't see him on commercials. He doesn't really, outside of what he does, and apparently nobody works harder. And that's not just, you know, coach speak.
Right.
He's the first one on the ice, the last one off. Even in the games, you see he waits.
Right.
So all the other players come on. You've been to games,
mm-hmm.
even though you've never been to a Steelers game, as I found out today. I didn't realize you had such a sheltered life. Sid the Kid is what a compliment to mm-hmm. having Mario Lemieux, then Sidney Crosby, and they actually played together for a little while, and he lived with Mario for quite a stretch, actually. Kind of grew up with his kids.
Some might say he's a great example of knowing your lane and becoming an expert in that.
Whatever you do, work hard. Be the best at what you do, no matter what you do.
Yep.
That's kind of the message.
And exactly.
So, very happy for Sidney Crosby, the Penguins organization, and the fans. And I'm just, as a fan, I'm thrilled because I can't imagine Sidney Crosby wearing another uniform.
Never. Couldn't imagine it.
And I know this is a very large company you're going to talk about. I'm not going to, you know, blow your cover on this story, but this will set the tone for a lot of companies, I think, that have been slowly, in many cases, kind of a stalemate situation with workers who are working remotely.
Right.
In some cases, in many cases, hybrid work,
sure,
where spending a couple of days at the office, maybe 2 or 3 days at home, or who knows where they are, bowling, golfing, fishing, shopping.
But a lot of people say they're more productive when they're working from home. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where I think, I don't know how this is going to play out, because it still seems to be a, not a bargaining chip, but it's something that seems to be a deciding factor for some people who are making job changes. Can they work remote full time? I personally, as you know, whenever I was working in the other department here, I came in 5 days a week because I felt like I worked better in that capacity. But there are others who say they do better working from home.
Well, and let's be honest, from a convenience and cost factor, I think it's really important to build relationships still, to be, you know, in communication with your coworkers face to face and have those interactions. But at the same time, you don't have to drive through the rush hour. I give a lot of people credit that battle through the rush hour every single day, morning and afternoon. And then a lot of times there's a cost to park.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, well, in every case, if you're utilizing your own car or public transportation, there's a real cost.
Right.
And so people were saying, look, if I can be just as productive at home, then driving in and losing, you lose personal time. Look at it this way. And it's always been this way, so it's not a mystery. You don't get paid for the time it takes you to get here or go home. So the average commute is well over a half an hour, many cases pushing an hour in one way and out the other.
Right.
If you're not having to do that and you take away the expense of that, in some cases, childcare issue.
Yeah, that's another one.
It's a tough argument.
Sure. But I think there's also the, what's the word I'm looking for? Compartmentalization of things, that it helps you to do that. You know, in a way, you know, some people will call me crazy, but I think there's a very therapeutic aspect of being stuck in traffic on your way in or your way out, because you're transitioning mentally from home mode to work mode.
And that's why we're here.
Right.
To kind of buffer that and give you kind of a heads up on what's going on around the world, most importantly, what's going on in Pittsburgh. Right. And the rush hour has long been, and still, with people with radio in the car, even if you're Bluetoothing through our Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, by the way, download free, you feel like you're in touch.
Yeah.
And the people that are not having to drive to work miss out on some of that catch up information,
right,
I guess.
Right. And I think there's also just the sense of isolation. I mean, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but during the pandemic, you were here every day still, yes, right? You were never one of the people who was working from home full time.
We were told, while all our other stations, for, think about this, for one full year,
right,
were not manned. Now, they were on the air remotely.
Right.
But our station was manned. We had more or less a skeleton crew, but I had to be here. And I was told that's because KDK is the official broadcast, emergency broadcast station of the region.
Right.
And they wanted it manned.
Right.
So I came here, you know, and we didn't know where the pandemic would take us.
Right.
But think of coming to work here, where we have 5 radio stations in Odyssey, Pittsburgh, and you and just a couple other people, human beings, are the only people in the building.
Right.
It was surreal.
Oh, sure.
And it's funny you bring this up, because I was driving in thinking about going to the Steelers game and the Pitt game this weekend, Saturday and then Sunday. When we were in, you know, lockdown, there were no fans.
Right.
Like, how bizarre,
right,
to be at a football game with no fans. So this has been very hard for companies to try to get people to come back to the office who've gotten very used to, in some cases, for 4 years.
Right.
They've been working remotely. But David is going to tell you about the big company that's saying, by the first of the year, people, you're coming back to the office or you're out.
Right.
So we'll let them know in just a minute. I have a footnote, though, to the Sidney Crosby story. Re-signing 2 years with the Penguins. This is part of their annual, at this time of year, their annual event where they send the players out to give certain season ticket holders their package. And he went to a home in Mars yesterday, and they snagged him on the porch. They had, Jeff Hathorn. Our Jeff Hathorn was there, too. Hardest working man in sports, by the way. Caught up with Sidney Crosby. Listen how laid back he is.
Yeah, just glad that that's done. And, really happy to know that, I'll be here for a few more years. And, my last contract, I don't think I thought about the, possibility of, still playing beyond that at the time. So, just really happy that that's worked out this way.
Yeah, we are too. It's really happy it worked out this way, Sid. No more Sid the Kid if he's going to be 40.
Sid the Mid,
middle-aged man. Is there a nicer professional sports player? No. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville, here's Heather Zambito, who's working remotely. You may have to come in soon. We'll tell you about it later.
Okay. The Parkway East is stacking up at Wilkinsburg right now. Parkway West inbound lining up before the top of Green Tree Hill. The outbound side starting to build. We're seeing some sluggish moving traffic approaching Carnegie on the outbound side, and then some pretty slow moving traffic from the 79 split to Campbell's Run. Parkway North also having some delays beginning around Camp Horn Road and staying in slow moving traffic until Bellevue Westview, then a little slow again approaching Hazlitt Street in the East Street Valley. 65 has about a 3-light delay at the McKees Rocks Bridge, and 28 pretty slow between the Aetna Bypass and Millvale. With AAA Traffic on the 5s, I'm Heather Zambito on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This may be an appropriate song, Aaron. Celebration. For many, anyway. Hi, this is Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show, and we welcome Sean Kelly, the press secretary for your Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I got to tell you that the song you're playing now is the very first 45 I ever owned when I was growing up.
How about that? What a coincidence, and it's perfect for our conversation, for many anyway, because Josh Shapiro, our governor, signed in July an expansion of the Liquor Control Board's rules and regs. So I don't want to steal your thunder. For those who haven't heard, this is a significant change for many. So what's the deal?
Well, it is a significant change. And let me start by first thanking you for having me on to talk about this. A lot of people really don't understand what the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board does. We're the state agency that oversees licensing of all the bars, restaurants, hotels, golf clubs, wineries, breweries, distilleries, but places you don't even think about. Hospitals, for example. A lot of hospitals have an alcohol permit because they use it to help sterilize their equipment. Laboratories, because they use it in their experiments. So we go into that area. We also have a $3-some billion-a-year retail business with 580 or so retail locations, with an e-commerce website. We have a responsible alcohol management program, an alcohol education component. We try to encourage responsible consumption and discourage underage and dangerous drinking. So there are a whole bunch of aspects to what we do. We don't do these things in a vacuum. We do these things when the governor and the legislature decide to change the liquor code. And that's what happened in this case. Governor Shapiro and the legislature got together and decided that they were going to loosen up some of our longstanding laws on the books about different things. One was happy hour, something that went into effect last Friday. The happy hour law was loosened to allow licensees more flexibility in terms of setting their happy hours every week. Talked to some people who are here for a long time. going back to 1985, they saw that we had a restriction in terms of you could have happy hour for 2 hours a day, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, Sean. I didn't know, and excuse my naivete, I had no idea that those happy hours were regulated by the PCLB or PLCB.
It said in the law, it's not like we arbitrarily pick numbers. There was actually a law that was passed in December of 1985 that set happy hours to 2 hours a day. And it was that way for a very, very long time. And then the last change that was made before this change was back in 2011. So it's one of those things you don't really think about, but it's one of those things that, you know, the governor and the legislature get together and they decide, well, we're going to do this for licensees and give them a little bit more of a privilege. So that's gotten some publicity, and people are very excited about that. What's gotten more publicity is the change to the ready-to-drink cocktail permits. These are brand new. They allow certain licensees to get a permit where they can sell ready-to-drink cocktails to go. It's one of the fastest-growing alcohol segments out there in the market right now.
Right.
These are things like a whiskey and Coke in a can, a tequila cocktail in a can. They're popular, they're portable, some of them are lower in alcohol content, so they're increasingly popular, and the governor and legislature decided that it was time to allow more licensees the opportunity to sell these products.
We're with Sean Kelly, who is the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. The expansion officially went into effect yesterday. I would imagine you were swamped with applications for these additional licenses, correct?
That is correct. We started accepting applications a few weeks ago. It was an opportunity for licensees to really take a look at what the law change meant, decide whether they wanted to make the investment and get into it, and then submit the paperwork so we could start processing it on the very first day. As you said, yesterday was the first day that this took effect. Starting at, I believe, 7 yesterday morning, our Bureau of Licensing started looking at the applications and going through them. At the start of the day, we had 1,567 applications.
Wow.
From all types of retailers, all types of beer distributors. So they started the morning with 1,567, and I can tell you that by 4 o'clock, they were all processed.
Wow. Now, that's something you don't expect from government, Sean, to be honest, the speedy processing of documents. So this means many places, once they get the okay, they're good to go. They can serve these ready-to-drink cocktails like gas stations, supermarkets, and other grocery stores. Wow.
That's correct. There were some applicants who did not meet all the requirements. We had about 150 of those. For example, the law requires that the permittees participate and get certified in our responsible alcohol management program, which ties into what I said earlier about responsible consumption. We want to make sure that the people who are buying these, they have valid IDs. So we train employees for retailers and distributors how to spot fake IDs. We teach them how to look for signs of intoxication, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that these products, while being out there, are out there in a responsible manner and make sure that they're not getting into the hands of people who shouldn't have them. So there were about 150 of those applications that were deemed deficient, but we had 1,416 permits issued yesterday. And it was a process. It's not just something as simple as going in and flipping a switch. You have to remember that the licensees who are able to do this, many of them can go into our stores and get discounts. So there's a whole process that we have to do on our end to make sure that all of that works when a licensee goes in to a fine wine and good spirits store to acquire products.
Any shot at getting a license here at the radio station? Aaron wanted me to ask our producer, not me.
Well,
I'm kidding, of course. But there's one other thing I want to ask you about in relationship to this, and that's a liquor license where people offer food and drink combos. You will now allow them to add up to 2 drinks in the cost of a ticket for a self-sponsored event. That's a big change.
And again, there are things that, you know, the governor and legislature decided that they needed to loosen up a bit. We saw a last big change in 2016 when Act 39 was passed. Governor Wolf and the legislature decided that they wanted to see wine available in grocery stores, convenience stores, and similar locations. So the liquor code, you know, it dates back to the 1930s. Some people think it's static, and many times it is. But when the governor and the legislature decide that they want to do updates to increase convenience or make things more available, kind of loosen the market a little bit, they certainly have the ability to do so. And our job at the LCB is to make sure that we implement whatever they decide to do. We were given 60 days to create this entirely new process out of whole cloth. And as I said, yesterday we had all applications processed between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. So I think our team did a pretty good job.
And I will say, Chuck Moran, who we've talked to during COVID as they were trying to survive, the executive director of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They're thrilled. Quote, this part of the House Bill 829 provides a new tool for bar owners to use within marketing efforts by combining food and adult combos at discounts for patrons. They're all happy. A lot of happy people in this process. Sean, you did a great job outlining this. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. Happy to talk with you about what we do at the LCB.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. Sean Kelly, the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. Really, it was very comprehensive. Over this past weekend, learned about how they're trying to utilize artificial intelligence when it comes to healthcare, and in particular, helping diagnose cancers and other utilizations. And joining me is Dr. Natalie Gentile, and we've talked to Doc before of Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think when people hear artificial intelligence, doctor, they immediately think this robots are going to take over the world. And there's always a yin and yang with technology, as we've seen with the internet. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. But artificial intelligence can play a key role, as I understand, in helping doctors first with diagnosis. So how does this work now, and is it being utilized here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it looks like it's being rolled out here in Pittsburgh and explored, which is not surprising given we have so many health centers, plus we are such a technological hub in the country. So it's really exciting to see how this is being applied in medicine. If you think about a lot of diagnoses, it can really surround pattern recognition and rely on pattern recognition which is something that AI can be excellent at, right? And then once you can do that pattern recognition, then you can start to extrapolate for the nuances, right, which we talk about as like the art of medicine. So it's very exciting.
So I would say, just as a layperson, that if I'm thinking about it, so you as a physician or any doctor, depending on what your skill sets are and, you know, which medicine you've chose to work in and study, is if I'm talking to a patient and I'm asking questions like you normally would, right, to try to figure out what's wrong with somebody, I'm just talking about for anything. It seems to me the artificial intelligence access in hearing what the patient's saying could provide you as the physician. Now, the machine's not making a decision. They're just providing you with more tools and information as that process goes on. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then in the case of trying to diagnose and potentially help cure some cancers, it would be next step in next generation, which obviously is the hope.
Yeah, and I think what they're really talking about in particular here in Pittsburgh right now is diagnosis via imaging. So, you know, radiology applications of artificial intelligence, which makes a lot of sense because, again, pattern recognition, anatomy, like these types of things are something you can absolutely apply with AI and have been coming down the pipeline for a while.
But it's actually happening, right? They're trying, they're testing this, using it.
Yes. I was reading about one that has to do with mapping out for skin cancer, too. So, again, thinking about like something that is looking at anatomy, something which in this case it's the skin, and looking for patterns and changes in those patterns.
But just to be clear, you're not talking to a robot if you're the patient.
You're not talking to a robot if you're the patient. And boy, I sure hope that's never the case, right? Although what's cool is like, we are using technology so much, especially already with like people in rural settings to apply healthcare, for example, stroke diagnosis, being able to talk to people from afar where you're at a stroke center, but somebody's in a rural community and you're able to talk through, you know, AI, using AI and using telemed. So again, these things have been slowly, I think, rolling, well, like, not even slowly, but they've been rolling out over time and it seems like it's really starting to come to a head.
Yeah, and especially when you're talking about what the pandemic did was telemedicine became accelerated in its usage. Are we using it more than we did pre-pandemic? I would imagine you are.
Yeah, I already was using a lot. I always try to say that our direct primary care practices were doing telemed before it was cool, because it really is, you know, a convenient thing, especially for patients. But I'd say that it's starting to slow down, obviously, compared to in the middle of the pandemic, but it's certainly something I think we've realized is very beneficial for the healthcare system.
Yeah, around the country, we're in this region, we're pretty blessed, as you know, with our healthcare community and our high tech, but there are a lot of places around the country that are healthcare deserts. You know, we hear about food deserts for people, but there are healthcare deserts too, which the telemedicine can help tremendously.
Yeah, and they're not that far away from our city, right? Like, you only have to go 30 minutes, an hour outside of the city where you start to see major access issues. So, yes, it's something that could be applied in this region and continues to be applied. I also want to say with AI, you know, with, like, for example, ChatGPT, patients, you always think about Dr. Google, you know, patients looking up their symptoms and trying to find answers. And that can be a potential downside and danger with things like ChatGPT. For now, you know, where people are typing in a symptom and getting a differential diagnosis of what could be going on. There's still, again, the art of medicine. There's still the value of the physical exam. There's still the value of knowing someone over time and being able to apply that context to your diagnosis. But obviously, these are things that are going to continue to evolve.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because the personal interaction, when possible, even though you can be as efficient as you need to be, because there are shortages of physicians in many places too, as you know, but it's still good to have that one-on-one when possible if the assistance for you is just better information. But I'm so glad you brought up the self-diagnosis issue, because a splinter or a aspirin can lead to death for people who search this stuff, and the doom scrolling in medicine, where the patients come in and they already are trying to tell you what's wrong with them, right?
Well, I mean, one of the scariest things is patients having access to their results of tests before the doctor has even seen them. I mean, that has opened a Pandora's box, because then the layperson doesn't know how to interpret lab results, right? Especially when they see something that's out of the range of normal. And obviously, those of us who have practiced medicine for a long time know how to interpret those things within context. And so people, like you said, doom scroll. They have significant health anxiety over these things because they have access to information that they don't necessarily know how to put into context.
Well, once again, Pittsburgh is in the forefront of utilizing artificial intelligence to help our medical community. Dr. Natalie Gentile of Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh, always appreciate catching up with you. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's fascinating. I think artificial intelligence, Aaron, that's how you would identify some of the people that we work with, really. And coming up, and that excludes Lynn Hayes Preland next. Those that don't know, David, explain. PJ
Maloney.
Right, who just passed, who was a great, great guy that you work with for many, many years.
Yeah.
So sometimes in this business, you know, how many years did you spend with PJ?
Well, overall, 18 years.
Yeah. So I kind of look like him from a distance, right? But he was a great, great guy. So I get it. No worries. All right. Every Tuesday, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland in Atlanta, Georgia. Lynn, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's funny because just listening to you and David talk, it reminds me of all the people that I worked with for 18 years or more. And you know what? It's just an indication of how our business has changed, because not many people today can say they worked with the same person for 18 years.
How many years did you spend total with KDK TV?
TV only probably 42, 43.
Wow. There's not many people that can say that. Especially in this business, Lynn, as you well know.
Yeah, you know what, Larry? I feel like I was very lucky. I was blessed. I mean, my first job in this business was at KD Radio. Then I got hired on the TV side. Over the years, I had offers to go to other cities, other stations, other markets. But for me, Pittsburgh made the most sense because my family was there. They could help me with the kids. You know, all of those things came together. So I really do believe that that was where I was supposed to be.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You remember the late Don Riggs that worked at Channel 11?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
He said to me early in my career, he goes, hey, you know, you didn't ask for my opinion, but I'm going to give it to you. He said, if you ever get a chance to go to a bigger city, you might consider just sticking around since you're a home guy, because overall, you're going to appreciate being at home. And man, was he right. I mean, I could have went to some other places like Punxsutawney or Turtle Creek, but I ended up staying in Pittsburgh.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to be said for that, Larry. I mean, you know, like all of a sudden people are talking about female role models and the vice president. Let me be clear, I'm not putting myself on the same level as the vice president, but all of a sudden you got this girl who's from the Hill District now on television, on radio. That becomes a role model for, at least if nothing else, it says to other young girls, hey, whatever your dream is, you can do it too. I think it was also pretty cool for my parents to be able to say that they were Lynn Hayes' parents.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know staying in Pittsburgh, for me, I'm a sports fan, so it would have been hard to go somewhere else and root for any other team, which is why so many Steeler fans end up in the stadiums when the Steelers are on the road. You saw it again on Sunday in Denver. You were there in Atlanta for the opener. And I think it's a touch point for home, and it always means something special to so many people.
Well, it does. And, the reality is, and I said this to so many people at that Falcon-Steeler game, for those of us who were born in Pittsburgh, born and bred in Pittsburgh, we bleed black and gold. It doesn't matter what else is happening. It doesn't matter, honestly, how well they're playing. We still bleed black and gold. Now, it turns out we're having a pretty good season so far. Two games in, I know. But, you know, it's great to be able to say, look at us. We're Steeler fans.
Well, how about Atlanta last night? Carolina Monday Night Football coming from behind at the last minute to beat Philadelphia, which means Steelers beat a pretty good team, I think, on the road to open the season. So the question here, Lynn, now is, since Justin Fields started two games, he's 2-0, Russell Wilson has some kind of calf issue. Maybe it'll be addressed at noon today with Mike Tomlin at his weekly press conference. However, you know who weighed in on this? Big Ben.
I heard that.
Footballing. He's got a podcast. Ben Roethlisberger said this yesterday.
He's not turning the ball over. They're 2-0. Big test this week with the, I think the Chargers are coming in town. To me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
Justin Fields. So we'll see what happens. What it's going to be like on the North Shore Sunday when people just fired up.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. And you know what? I kind of, I have mixed feelings about who should start as quarterback. I mean, I do think that Ben's right. There's no reason to make a change at this point. He's done pretty well. In the same breath, I really want to see what Russell Wilson can do in a Steeler uniform. And we haven't had the opportunity to see that yet.
Yeah, so we'll see. As Coach Tomlin would say, what transpires during the week? I love his stuff. There's nobody in sports that can be an orator like he is in the moment. It's actually
absolutely.
He's really good at it. So coming up, you've heard a lot in the last day and a half, and the shock to a lot of people about the potential for another assassination attempt. Very discouraging in many ways that we've reached this level of violence. So what do you want to talk about when we come back?
Well, we can certainly continue on those lines. I have a lot of questions about this most recent attempt because it seems to me that, well, I'll save it for after the break, but all of a sudden shots are being fired at a golf course that no one was supposed to know that he was playing at. So is there a leak somewhere? How did that happen? How did this guy know that Donald Trump was going to be there?
Yeah, and apparently he was camped out in the bushes literally for up to 12 hours, they estimate.
For hours.
Yeah,
right.
So
doesn't add up to me.
Lynn Hayes Breland coming up. And we'll check in with Marty Griffin here in the next few minutes. Right now, back to Lynn Hayes Breland speaking about the assassination attempt or would-be assassin captured. Fortunately, in this situation, no one hurt, but it does really increase the anxiety level, I would imagine, for all the candidates at this point.
Well, I think it does increase the anxiety level. Excuse me, Larry. But I also think that everyone is now blaming someone else. And the realities are everything needs to be ramped down. I don't think it does any good for folks on one side to say that the president and the vice president are creating this atmosphere. In the same breath, the folks on the other side are saying that, you know, Mr. Trump and his folks are creating this frustration among people. I just think we need to ramp it down altogether because there are some people that can't distinguish between what's accurate, what's not. They just get angry.
I don't see that happening, unfortunately. I wish it would. We're hearing very little about the details of either side's actual game plan. And, you know, this Springfield, Ohio ridiculousness continues, and they keep doubling down on people who are eating pets. I mean, come on. Let's get to the facts and quit demonizing people who are completely innocent, like immigrants who are here legally and working hard. And they have nothing to do with any of this stuff. Is there a border issue? 100% there is. And we've got to work to fix it. But demonizing people who are legitimately here isn't helping. And this whole thing about eating pets, please stop.
Well, and I think you're right about that. I mean, this has affected an entire town. This is affecting schools. This is affecting safety. I heard a guy on one of the networks last night, and he represented the Haitian community there in Ohio, and he said that people are literally afraid to go outside. So to take something that is blatantly false and create this atmosphere where people are afraid to even step outside their house, that's ridiculous in 2024. And in my opinion, totally unacceptable.
And again, is there a border issue? Yes, crisis, probably, and it needs to be addressed in greater detail. However, the finger-pointing that goes on and the demonizing of people's got to stop, because it doesn't help. And as a woman of color, you know better than me, just people looking at you in another city don't know your background, who you are. Maybe you're an illegal immigrant. You know what I'm saying? With people, it just doesn't help. And
it does not help.
And he's been told to stop that kind of rhetoric, but he can't help himself. And
yeah, he can't help himself. And to your point, I mean, I have been many places where people have asked me, what is your ethnicity? Where are you from?
Why would they ask you?
I remember, I don't know, but I have been asked that question many times. I have had people speak to me in other languages, primarily Spanish, assuming that I have some Spanish history or that I speak Spanish. So it just, but my point is, it goes to show how quickly people make assumptions just based on the cover of the book. And in the case of the folks from Haiti, you know, they've already endured so much in Haiti to come to this country and now endure this again. It's just blatantly unfair.
You've got the Republican governor of Ohio saying, quote, that's the whole thing is garbage and it's causing them major, major issues. You've got the Ku Klux Klan and the Proud Boys marching in Springfield, Ohio. For what? Because J.D. Vance heard a story and spewed it out as truth, and now he's backtracking, but they're doubling down on this whole thing. I want to know what's the plan. Not day one, everything will be resolved. I want to know what are the details of the platform? And I understand people who don't like Harris for their reasons, but they keep making excuses for this kind of nonsense. We got to get away from that, but I'm afraid that's not going to change in the next 7 weeks.
Yeah, I'm afraid not either. And Larry, I got to tell you that one of the scariest visuals that I saw was that shot of the Proud Boys walking down the street. I heard reports about the KKK putting up flyers. This is terribly frightening in 2024.
Come on, man. And you got people defending it saying, well, that's not true. That's not happening. So the pet eating is true, but the Proud Boys walking with the Ku Klux Klan is fake, but they got pictures of it. And people continue to defend that kind of action, even if they support the platform. And I hear it. I get all that. But it's shocking to me that people continue to defend that kind of rhetoric, that's hate mongering and spews venom on people who are totally innocent.
Well, it does, Larry. And I mean, point of fact, what is the connection between the Proud Boys and even if folks were eating dogs and cats, which we know they're not, but why then do these groups have to land in this city to intimidate and create fear? I don't get the connection.
And again, I understand if people don't like Harris or the platform, but please stop defending that, because it gets nobody anywhere. It just doesn't help, right?
And here we are 7 weeks away from election, and the issues aren't being talked about.
Nope.
Everybody's talking about this.
But you got Elon Musk, the most powerful voice on social media, posted, then he took it down yesterday, basically suggesting, why aren't people taking shots at the vice president? And if you talk about irresponsibility, that guy may be brilliant, but that's dangerous that he's, you know, wanted a platform, $44 million, so he could be the voice of the country, in his opinion. So,
I think Elon Musk is at the very least dangerous. And, you know, they say there's a very fine line between super intelligence and insanity. And sometimes I think that he walks that line, because some of the things he says and does, I don't care how rich you are, how much money you made, some of that stuff sounds crazy to me.
It's dangerous because he incites violence with the hatred. It's one thing to disagree on the politics or the platforms. That part I understand. But to just continue to demonize people who are totally innocent is wrong.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was a time in history where, you know, the parties always had different perspectives, but it wasn't hateful. It wasn't dangerous. You'd have, you know, you'd walk away, well, let's agree to disagree. And that was the end of it. Not anymore.
I remember Ronald Reagan. And by the way, there's a movie out that I'd like to see, biopic. I hear it's very good. Him and Tip O'Neill on totally opposite ends of the political spectrum. But you know what? Once in a while, they sat down and had a beer and just talked as two men who didn't agree on everything, but they could be civil. That's what I'd like to get back to, is civility in this process. But you know, that's not going to happen, because whoever wins 7 weeks from today, assuming we find out the next day, which we probably won't.
The next day, which is questionable, yeah.
Maybe. The other side's going to, you know, suggest that there's some improprieties. You know, it's just built in. So this will continue long after. I mean, look, it's been 4 years, and there's a substantial number of people that don't think the last election was legit, too. So how?
I was going to say, yeah, and there are people who are still debating that point.
How do you talk to people like that? You can't. That's why it's so divisive, because if you bring it up and one person's on one side, yeah, but because you support one or the other, there's a lot of people that aren't happy in the middle with either side.
Right.
So
absolutely. That old whataboutism, you know, but what about what so-and-so did? What about what so-and-so did?
Two wrongs don't make a right, and doing the right thing should never take a day off. That's
it. Never be wrong. Exactly.
You may remember in America, in World War II, they took amazing, amazing Japanese families whose sons were in battle for America, and they put them in prison camps. History repeats itself, and it's disgusting to me they were doing this. And now the new Springfield has moved to Charleroi. Damn it, that is just so much crap. This wonderful little town where these people work their asses off, and they're trying to save Anchor, this wonderful ceramics plant, and now they're getting this crap. We can do better. We're going to talk to Patrick General, the city manager?
Charleroi's borough manager.
Also, right off the top, couple had a 12-year-old boy. I know you remember this, Larry. He was at McDonald's 3 years ago. A guy slashed his throat. The guy who did it, Larry, is about to be released onto the streets.
Oh, no.
And we are fighting the fight to stop that madness. We've got to do this together.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.